Hey, where's this going to be posted to?
But, ladies and gentlemen, what's up, BC? Another episode of the podcast. I have a special guest for you again. First and foremost, we are sponsored by Team BC. If you guys are interested in joining Team BC, go to jointeambc.com and schedule a call with one of the regional leaders. Shout out to Modern Success, my crew. If you guys are interested in finding out more about my coaching and everything that I have to offer, go to my website, briancasella.com, as that is the final thing that's not being censored on all my platforms. All right. So I have a special guest for you. We're bringing on Kyle, who's from the great state of Washington. I'm going to let him introduce himself and then we'll get right into it. What's up, dude?
How's it going? Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm just a new realtor out here. I've known Brian since the beginning. I would say end of 2020, start of 2021, and I've been following him since around 2018, 19. Really good stuff, and he's probably the main reason why I'm, you know, at least getting a good start in this business.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 18, man.
You're 18, and you literally, you said earlier you had just gotten licensed, what, a month ago?
Yeah, my cap resets on September 1st.
Wow. So literally a month. And you said you had already put six transactions together?
I had five. And then right now, right before we talked, I got another one under contract, mutually accepted right now. So.
Okay. The cool thing, and I'm glad you brought that up earlier, right? That was one of the main reasons I wanted to bring you on. You know, you've put a lot of things together in a sentence that to most people would seem impossible or like, whoa, right? Your age. Yeah. And how many transactions in such a short time? Can you unpack that for people, dude? Because like if anybody's listening to this who's entrepreneur or real estate and they're under the age of 30, they're going to listen to that and think it's bullshit, you know, or what the fuck? Like he's 18 and he put six transactions together in a month. Like that's impossible. Somebody fed him leads. Like how did that start and come about? Because for, again, a lot of people, dude, that's just going to seem so far-fetched that they're like, what the fuck?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I was 16, 17, I was an unlicensed assistant. I did cold call then. Mm-hmm. And then when I first started learning how to cold call, I searched up videos, how I found you basically. So it's not like I just knew real estate for a month. Like I kind of knew how to prospect and I shadowed other agents as an unlicensed assistant. I did all the dirty work. And then I got the ropes and learned kind of the transaction and the whole process. And the hardest part, I'm sure we both agree on this, is getting the client to work with you, getting someone that you know that trusts you and their real estate needs, which is my main focus. This is kind of normal to me. When I was doing unlicensed work too, I set around at least 3 to 5 listing appointments every week at least. So you go through 4 weeks in a month, and that's at least 15 to 20 listing appointments. And if you're not closing 80% of those, then you're just doing something wrong at that point, you know?
Right. So from what it sounds like is a lot of even the stuff that I've recommended to people, shadowing, you know, and working on your game before you get licensed, you did it. Now, was that your mindset coming in, or did you hear that advice and say, okay, I got to do this?
Well, be honest with you, in high school, I had bad grades. I wasn't going to go to a college even if I wanted to. The only way I was going to get in was playing tennis. But the problem is I didn't really have a plan or an action. So I told myself, I'm going to give myself a gap year, see how it's going to go work out, and then make a decision then. And I didn't really have another choice in my mind. This is literally what they told me, Brian. They said, Hey, all you got to do, you got to get on the phone and all you got to do is just to get a client to work with us and I'll pay you. And I'm like, it's not that easy, is it? Like, and they're like, oh, well, people are really scared of rejection, X, Y, Z. I'm like, it's a numbers game. As long as you continuously calling every day, whether it doesn't matter if it's 1 hour or 3 hour or, you know, 30 minutes, as long as you're consistently doing it, eventually something's going to hit. Right. That was kind of my mindset going in. I remember my first day, I'll be honest, I don't do this anymore, but my first day, I was so hungry for a deal. I went from literally 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And out of that whole day, I got 3 appointments that day. But How many numbers did I call? I called around, I'd say 3,000 numbers. 2/3 of them were terrible. And then, so you have, you're left with 1,000. And then out of those, probably 1/4 of them actually want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And then out of those 250, then probably 3 of them actually is interested in just meeting face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible, dude. So we got shadowing, we got some cold calling, and, you know, the unlicensed assistant work. Was there anything else that you did to prep yourself for having such a quick start?
What I did before my licensing, I made sure as soon as I passed the test, because, you know, you have to get fingerprints and all that BS. Mm-hmm. What I did is I contacted my database. I contacted every single person. And what I did was I just said, hey, I'm a new agent. I'm hungry and I'm ready to work. You know, you just be honest with them. And then if they don't know anyone, at least one of them will know someone. So You prepare yourself before you get licensed. So then when you get licensed, you don't have to wait around.
I love that. Being proactive, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like I've told people on a lot of my stuff that was one thing that I kind of worked, but I neglected it a little bit, was my database and building it when I was new, because I was just so hungry for a deal. But, you know, what you brought up earlier about calling from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., most people aren't willing to do that, dude. Grown ass people won't do that, right? Oh, well, you know, calling doesn't work, and they'll give you some bullshit. Cause I know you've done door knocking, cold calling, and a lot of like the nitty gritty work.
Yeah.
Right. So I have to ask you, does it work?
It does. It works very well. I actually got, you know, surprisingly, my first listing when I was unlicensed, I handed off to an agent. It wasn't even a residential listing. It was a vacant land listing. And even then it taught me, you know, just meeting face to face, building rapport and all that. But no, cold calling and door knocking, they both work extremely well. It's very simple, but it's hard in the fact that you have to do it a lot, right? So, yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm focusing on neighborhood right now. I'm focusing on 3 separate neighborhoods around my area. For the next 6 months, I'm a door knock, and then on Halloween, I'm gonna go pass out candy, you know, just with my card on it. It's just like, if you want to be known in that neighborhood and they don't have a realtor yet, then you got to make yourself known by, you know, door knocking. And then you hand out a flyer the next 2 weeks. And then another 2 weeks after that, you go knock on the door. And then they're like, oh, shoot, I've seen you before. Like, yeah. I saw you on this flyer. Yeah. So then you want your face in their mind whenever they're thinking about real estate. That's it.
Love it, man. So kind of a different question now. How has going door to door and like making so many calls, how has it changed you over the last, you know, year or two?
To be honest, not really. I don't feel like I've changed a lot. I feel like it was just like, I knew what I was getting myself into. I mean, like door knocking, a lot of people, they're a lot nicer. Cause you know, it's the face to face, you know, they see kind of you're hustling. You know, phone calls, that definitely kind of got me for a big surprise. Cause I was on my KV cord actually just calling a bit earlier. I imported some leads and I got at least 3 people in one day just saying how they're going to sue me. They're going to sue my company, this and that. And, you know, it gets scary, but then you realize that, you know, they're human too. They're not going to remember that the next day, you know? Right. So you just got to do it. I mean, it's just, you just have to do it. You have to do it to understand. And it's scary, but what I did, how I forced myself to do it. I had a little spin wheel generator, and it gave me, door knocking, cold calling, you know, sending out mass texts, you know, going to a coffee shop and, you know, making 10 conversations. I had all those on a wheel and I would spin it. And then I would pick 2 prospecting methods and do them at least every day. So then you're not really, you know, you're not really getting bored, but any lead gen is amazing. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason I asked that, dude, is because like a lot of people, when they start doing that stuff, they notice that they become more social, you know, the confidence goes up and that kind of stuff. And because, you know, at your age, dude, it's almost like pulling teeth, getting somebody to do that stuff, because most people are just fresh out of high school and they're not very social. And like the real world, in quotes, to them is like this crazy thing. So to go from, you know, going to high school to then, hey, go out and door knock and cold call, it's a very like sharp change and drastic change for them. But it seems like for you, your mind was always, it seems like, wired for that. And you're like, oh, it's a numbers game and I'm just going to do it. Like, did you have any previous experience prior to the unlicensed assistant stuff, or were you always just kind of wired this way?
No, I didn't have any experience in sales or whatever. I mean, it's for me, I don't know, in my mind, I don't know if in your mind it's the same thing, but I think it's very easy, like especially calling. You have a script, like a Mike Ferry script, you read it. And then if they say no, cool, okay. But if they say yes, okay, cool. I mean, you're literally reading a script. You're not even making up anything. You're literally just reading. Like For me, it seemed like it was just, okay, I just read through the script. If they say no, cool. But if they say yes, cool. And then move on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great, man. That's awesome. I don't think most people would have that state of mind. I was kind of both, where I thought that on a logical level, but emotionally I was like, fuck man, I got to make calls, because I had never done it. So going from basketball to, you know, now making calls and doing all that to me was scary back then, at least emotionally, right? It was very challenging for me to sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to do this and not make it a big deal in my own head, you know? So I commend you for that, bro. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So, you know, going back to what we were talking about, the six transactions, did you get them all cold calling, door knocking? Are they referrals, like database, or how did they all kind of come up?
Database and mainly database and then calling. Yeah. Mainly those two.
Love it, dude. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm 18 or 25. My database isn't going to give me any deals. Everybody's too young. And here you go. You put together fucking, you know, six deals, mostly from your database. So it's just a mindset issue for people, huh? Mm-hmm.
I think so. I mean, you have to put yourself out there too. Like, I mean, I know a lot of brokerages, they have their office XYZ, but what I usually do, I make myself known at a coffee shop. The workers know me. I can just hand out my business cards. I can put my business card on, you know, the thing on, you know, the cashier register. And then eventually you just talk to all the regulars, and the regulars that are there, they don't have anything to do during the day either. So they probably have money. So, yep. You know, they don't know if they aren't buying or selling, at least they know someone that is, right? So you really just have to ask. And for me, it was kind of scary asking a lot of the people who like kind of like babysit me or like took me, you know, to, you know, hang out with my friends. Like it's really scary because you're super young and you always see them as an authority figure. But
yeah,
as long as you ask, they're always willing to help no matter what. Yeah.
I love that. Another thing I find with younger people typically is it's a little bit more difficult for them to ask for business or be more direct. Mm-hmm. Is that challenging for you just in general or just with those people?
Oh yeah. I mean, like my mom and I, my mom had a bunch of friends that were always talking about real estate. And it's at first, I'll be honest, I was really like, I didn't even say, hey, I do real estate, you know, cause you know, like they've known you your whole life and you've always been this little tiny Kyle to them, you know, but I agree. That's truly been probably the hardest thing for me. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's just an evolution, dude. You know, that happens over time. I look at myself now and how I deal with people and life and business. And it's like such a 180 from before, you know, like it's completely different. Now you already, do you have team members outside of Washington? Cause I know you're in Seattle, right?
I do. So I'm partnered with, this group called Key Seekers, which, they're currently training one of my buddies from Seattle who's getting licensed in Arizona. So there's a few of them that are either getting licensed or already licensed, but the goal is to kind of teach them the cold calling, the door knocking, how to master it. And that's kind of my value prop, which is the same as yours, you know, but that's kind of the value that I'm offering. And like I said, we can do one-on-one role play, all that, you know, with my team and all. So that's kind of what I offer them. Is it big? No, but is it, you know, a start? Yeah, it is. Yeah. So like 3-4 people.
What sparked that? Because most people who start are just looking to get their business off the ground. And here you are already really looking to expand your team and outside of your state. You don't hear that too often.
Well, EXP one, the other brokerage I was with, when I first met you, they were only licensed in Washington. So, and I went to Arizona and, I met my girlfriend there and I was like, yeah, like Arizona's super nice. It's way better. You don't have to wear masks everywhere. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you might as well just move down there anyways. And it's sunny, doesn't rain. So I was like, you know, it's a no brainer for me. So that's kind of what I thought about it. And I was like, I don't want to get my license in both places. I just want to have a Kyle Lee to stay in Washington. And then I just go down to Arizona and just try to expand there. Like there's no harm in that. And the only way I was able to do that was through EXP. I realized then that was kind of it was kind of a hard way. Cause I would shit on EXP before I joined. Yeah. I was like, it's a pyramid scheme. I was like, you know, it's stupid, you know, like I said everything that you could possibly think of, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
That's interesting, man. So what's your goal for the year as far as personal production and transactions?
My goal, I want that icon trophy. I want to be an icon agent, and then I want 50 close. That's my goal.
For your first year, dude, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Everyone's like, I want to do one deal. And here you are saying you want to do 50. That's fucking great.
No, it's, I mean, just try for a week. I mean, cold calling. I mean, it's just, if you have leads like literally given to you on the Red X, I mean, there's no way that you should not be getting at least one listing appointment a week. Impossible.
I agree, man. So this is what we're going to do, dude. This is what we're going to do. I know it'll probably take more than one episode to kind of unpack everything we're going to talk about, but let's wrap this one up like this, because I like to keep these at like 20, 25 minutes.
Gotcha.
Obviously, a lot of people, they follow you and me, that are younger entrepreneurs, right? And you're coming out of the gate so fast. So maybe some parting words of advice for people in that category starting out, right? Or maybe can't get momentum yet and they see you here and listen to you doing so well. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? I'm not getting any results, right?
Yeah. Here's my words, I would say. You can't ever plan your whole day. Plan your morning. Stick to it. Stick to your morning. If you achieve what you did in the morning, you can pat yourself and do whatever the heck you want for the rest of the day. Give yourself 5-6 hours in the morning from like 7 to 1 p.m. and just focus on your business. It doesn't even have to be the whole day. You know, just keep it short and sweet, but do it consistently. And then our next episode, they can come back and I guarantee results will already be shown.
It's so true. I remember even Mike Ferry saying, you know, prospect from 8 to 12, then go to the beach, you know, just prospect 8 to 12 and get it done. And it's so true, because when I look at most people, especially the ones that still work in the office, if I go in the morning, like they claim they're prospecting, they're maybe prospecting 20 minutes. The rest of the time they're bullshitting, chatting on Facebook, they go to Starbucks, like they don't even like work. And I'm like, dude, it says in your schedule that you're supposed to prospect 4 hours. I counted maybe 20 minutes and like, and they're in denial. I'm like, dude, you're not even on the fucking phone. So why lie to yourself and then go home and complain that you're not getting business? So it really is just that focused effort, because I did it systematically like a robot every day, you know?
Yeah.
The alarm hits. Hey, it's 8. Fucking make the calls. Take the 5-minute break. Make the calls. 5-minute break to make the. Yeah. And that was it. Same thing with door knocking. Door knocking, I wouldn't even take a break. I do the 3 or 4 hours straight. Right.
Yeah.
But then I'm coming back with lists of leads and, you know, phone numbers and all these contacts. I'm like, how are you doing it? I'm like, bro, I'm just working. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just hours in, hours out. I mean, that's kind of how I view it. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, in my opinion, it's just you just have to do it consistently. And I mean, that's kind of what I have to say about it. I mean, if this is kind of what I tell myself too, the Kyle 6 months down the road will thank you for today.
Yeah.
So, whatever you're doing is not for now. It's probably for 3, 4, 6, 5, 6 months down the road. So like I said, I've kind of been in it since 16 and a half years old. Mm-hmm. And just because I'm licensed my first month doesn't mean anything. I've built a system for a while now, and now I'm finally getting the benefits. When I first knew about you, I wasn't doing shit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So
makes sense, bro. Yeah. So we'll wrap up like this, dude. Anybody wants to follow you or hit you up, where should they go?
They should go KyleLee.re on Instagram. And that's probably the only place kind of where we're at. If you want to attend our event, we're hosting an event on top of one of the tallest buildings in Seattle on November 3rd. It's a realtor, you know, meet and greet. So yeah, just want to hear everyone's thoughts and see how we can help them in the business. Kind of it.
Love it, man. All right. We'll do episode 2 soon. Thanks for jumping on, dude. Obviously Kyle's with EXP, so he's part of the EXP fam. And if you guys want to check anything out, I put everything in the description below. I'll also tag his Instagram and my website and everything else. All right. That's it for this episode. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.